WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KFA deems the portable.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KFA-BOT.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
M8RHK. November 8 Romeo Hotel Kilo, M8RHK, looking for contact.
M8RHK, this is KDGUA. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for coming back. I'm a blind ham. Can you tell me what repeater this is, please?
One
45330. I'm not exactly sure where it's at. I caught it on a scan.
Okay, QSL, where about are you at?
I'm in Ithaca, over.
Ithaca, okay, I'm Chesling. You're doing a good job. Okay, yeah, you're doing a real fine job. Okay, my wife's hollering at me. She needs something, so I gotta go. But thank you so much for coming back to me. And one more time, you say this is the 1-4-1-4-5-3-3-0?
That's correct.
Okay, well, you have a great day. I hope you had a safe and happy 4th of July. And have a good time today. Be careful. Be safe out there. Pleasure talking to you. My name is Stormy, Sierra Tango Oscar Romeo Mike Yankee Stormy. I'm about 5 miles northwest of Chesning in the middle of 5 wooded acres. Over.
Okay,
thanks again, and sometime down the log, we'll hook up again for sure. Thanks a lot for coming back, and you have a great day. N8IHK 73.
45310.
Okay, I'll shift to there then. N8RHK QSY.
Well, you don't necessarily got to do that. You're on it now. If you're on the 33, it's linked into the 31. I was just letting you know it's hard to know what frequency that your radio is on.
Okay, no, that's good. I'm thinking 145, you know, because from this one right here, this is in memory 6, and if I go to memory 7, that's the 14533. So, well, yeah, I mean, when you key up on that last one we was at, you know, with the tone that it's got, I don't think I've ever heard of anyone like that before.
Oh, he might have been on the 33 then, because I don't program it in my radio just because it's linked to this one. I hear this one a lot better than I do the 33.
Okay. Yeah, the 33 that used to be in Hemlock here, and they moved it to Saginaw.
Yeah, I know. I liked it when it was in Hemlock.
Yes, that was really nice when it was there.
Break.
Go ahead there, Break.
guys. This is KCAGWL. I'm in with here, also running through the system. I just want to let start. I looked at the phone, and it's coming out of the Exitsville, the 1453 machine. So that's here. You just want to get you guys done a great job. Come back. I'll be clear.
Okay, thank you for that information. There you go, Stormy. He checked you out and you're coming across the 3-1.
Okay, I think that was the guy I was talking to on the other one.
He was out in Lapeer.
Okay, look here. No, the one I was talking to on that last one we was on, he was in Ithaca.
Yeah, that gentleman there was in Lapeer, and they have a repeater link to the system, too.
The Lapeer. Isn't that 14562?
Maybe he's still in there. He can answer that question. It sounds like it, but I'm not too sure myself.
Break.
It's one.
Go ahead, break.
Lapeer, 1620.
This is KF8DPZ. I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater at 147.200. There are 8 linked repeaters on this particular net. The one in Lapeer is 146.620, Guilford 145.31, Flint 147.380, Saginaw 145.330, Lansing 147.280, Fenton 146.780, and finally Durand at 145.290. Any one of those repeaters will talk to all of the other ones in the list.
Well, thank you for that. That was definitely a lot more than I thought, for sure. Catch all of them. Storm, you're on a big link here.
This is like everything, you know. I mean, all the repeaters, you know, from how it used to be, it's just, you know, everything is linked, 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 linked. How's your day going, Jeremy?
There's only one in that whole group that just that makes no sense to me, but, and that's the Saginaw. I don't know why they got that link in there.
No. Oh, Big Thunder. Big, Big Thunder.
In Chesapeake, it's 89 degrees Fahrenheit with mostly cloudy skies. Today, you can expect some sun and thunderstorms, with a high of 89 degrees and a low of 63 degrees.
Third party in and out.
God, I think we got something coming this way. I just had one roll through here a few minutes ago, but I see more coming.
You got a better view than I do. You out there this morning?
Yeah, I was out there a little bit this morning, and I get that electrical noise, and it just, sometimes it just makes me want to turn the radio off, so I didn't stick around too long.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thunder's definitely rolling big time over here. Yeah, I don't know. On team meter that I was going to go to the 2-4 and I was going to holler for Jeff. I didn't know if he was still, if he's still up north, way up in the UP, or if he made it back.
Oh, Jeff is home. He was out there this morning, but yeah, he's back home. He's been home for a couple of days.
Okay, sounds good. My alarm went off. My alarm went off at 5:30. I was going to take my shower and get out, you know, in the morning. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. You know, I was dragging too much. I didn't get that much sleep, and I thought, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. So I went back to bed. That's right. I went back to bed.
Well, I don't think you were the only one. There was a lot of people that spent 2 days partying and blowing stuff up that I think were sleeping in to recuperate today.
Blowing stuff up. Yeah, Jim, there's that Old Town Saloon. I guess him and Denise having a hot dog and fries, and they heard boom, 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 and stopping their thing, and, you know, something to do with 4th of July, but Jim says that they found out somebody got shot out back, and he says, come on, Denise, we're going.
I mean, you know, it really shouldn't be a shock over that way.
No, it shouldn't.
He didn't point at the guy and said, he's got my bill, and then walk out.
Ooh, big thunder. Sounds like it's right outside my west window wedge. Big time.
Well, I was going to tell you, I'm 5 miles from you at the most here, and I got sunshine here. But right when you said that, I heard the thunder out of my north door.
Yeah, it's definitely rumbling over here. And, Alexa, is it currently raining? Woohoo! Rain should start in about 10 minutes, and it should stop about 4:30 p.m.
It can do all the rain it wants to do as long as it takes this humidity out of here. NAWEG.
Yes. I mean, my God, yesterday how the humidity was. I, you know, early in the morning I went out to feed Tassie and I thought, wow. I mean, when I got on the porch, it just hit me. It was so, so thick. Okay, like Kurt says, I got to recycle coffee. I'll be back. N8RHK.
Okay, NHWEG monitoring.
NHWEG, it's raining here.
You took off. I went out there and stuck my head out. Boy, it is noisy over your way.
Oh, yeah. What, on 2 meter, you stand by on this one?
I listen to this one a bit, but I just had it scanning, and I heard you when I was in the other room.
I can scan with this radio, but like I say, I've got so many weather channels, because I tried to figure it out on my own on this Yaesu 2980. You know, about the memories and deleting. And the one guy that was helping me, I forget what happened, buddy. We never finished up. It was right towards the end. Once I got everything set, I didn't know where to go from there. It was just a simple thing, and I never did get it figured out. So if I scan, you know, so long, all of a sudden here's weather stations. There's probably about 15 or 20, if not more, of them. And then I got to stop and go the other way. God, I like to just delete them. It would be nice if the repeaters, if they didn't have PL tones. You know, because I would. I just wipe out the whole memory. I just wipe everything out. Do a total reset. And, you know, put them back in. You know, if you didn't need, you know, offsets. That would be nice.
I remember a time when the radio waves were much cleaner and there were no tones on any of these repeaters.
exactly, and they, you know, must have been some reason why, or, you know, well, he keys up that when he keeps, wow, big thunder, it's getting stronger, Wedge, don't stick your head out again.
You know, a matter of technology now, in China, keep all the interference off the frequency, so everybody went to having to have a tone on there. It actually make you have to use the frequency, not something to interfere with it, to turn it on and off.
That would be nice. That would be simple. That would be good. Easy. You know, it just seems like everything has just gotten, you know, so much more, you know, and let alone more confusing, more complicated.
Right. Technology got smarter. Us old guys didn't, huh?
No, we didn't, huh? I wonder if you and I could hook up on Simplex.
Oh, yeah, we probably should, instead of tying up the repeater, but... Well, yeah, we definitely could.
I'm not saying it's a move or anything. I mean that I was just thinking, you know, we're 5 miles, and I'm wondering if what simplex frequency. I'd just like to check and see if I can.
Whatever one you can get to, because I can just punch it in and go where I need to go. But so whatever one you got.
All right, 145520.
NAWETQSY.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WCAD from QBTFF. WCAD from QBTFF. Nothing here from WCAD. Give you TFM listening.
NAWCD, this is KYNU.
KYNU, good evening to you. This is NAWCD. Well, made it through the long weekend, no 24-hour shifts. Got through the holidays there. How did we do today at work?
We did good. It was an easy day. That basic today and the backup today, and it was a good day. It was a very good day. How was your day?
Hey, that's a good thing. The backup there on a Sunday, you can't beat that. Glad to hear it. We're doing pretty good here. Enjoyed the church services, but other than that, it stayed indoors. It's really been hot out there. We had a little shower come through a few minutes ago, but that's been about our day today.
Good stuff. Was there a station trying to call it? Nope, just that. stuff. Yeah, it was a warm one. I know a lot of the guys on the road were saying it was pretty hot. I'm glad I'm inside in an air conditioned room and miss the sunshine, but that's all right.
These are one of these types of days that you're glad to work inside and let the people work on the road. There's some days when it's beautiful out, it's like to get out of the road or something. These are one of these days. At least your day off tomorrow is supposed to be nice, a little bit cooler for summer, a little bit more normal type temperatures, and that's a favorable thing for you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be nice. That'll be good. I don't mind the heat, but a little bit of break is not too bad.
No, that's it. That's it. I agree. Mom's got to go get some medicine tomorrow, so it'll be a good day for us to run those errands there and take care of those things. There's anything that has to be done. At least here around the house, just the normal, checking it out, seeing what has to be done. But not a whole lot of excitement here, I guess.
Oh, that's right. That's not a big deal right there. Calm and low roar is good, definitely. Hopefully, we've got a thermostat on the way. To replace what we got and start working on the air conditioner there, and hopefully that works. We got it. I managed to get one for $5.
Hey, that's pretty good. Hope it works. I hope connects up there with your with the compressor outside and the unit outside works well with your furnace, and everything is working. You can get some cool air in the house. That will, I'm sure, will be also a help for you.
Yeah, for sure. It's been pretty hot, and trying to. That little air conditioner does a pretty decent job, but it doesn't do a whole lot of good when you're trying to cool off the whole house. It's good for one or two rooms, but that's about it.
Yeah, I guess on that one. It's been pretty warm up here, and I think we've cooled off up here at about 76, 77 at night. It could be worse. Like I said, at least it's not humid. That's the big thing. I think that helps with the fans and bringing the air conditioner up here. More cool downstairs, but that's all right. Like I say, it could get a lot worse.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So, yeah, good stuff. Yeah, we're plugging along and trying to get as much, trying to get the house cooled as much as possible. And tomorrow we've got Stella's dentist appointment, 7 o'clock in the morning. I think we're just going to kind of relax. This week we're going to be working on the flooring and trying to get that all replaced and stuff. So it'll be a good week.
NAWCB, hope her appointment goes well tomorrow. We'll be certainly praying for that. That's right, we got the floor this week, and if I remember right, we had another appointment this week as well, or something going on the air PFC, if I'm not mistaken. So, it'll fill in the blanks there, holes of the schedule there, and It'll keep you busy, so any downtime, I'm sure, will be of help to you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm working on, for ARPSP, I'm working on a, it's kind of like a resources type website, so you can upload your, you know, your training files, you can upload your you know, your important documents that you need, and then that way, you know, we'll have it on file. It's not like you got to keep track of a paper file. It's something that online and easy access to it, so it's there, and you know, contact information, stuff like that. So.
Oh, okay, yeah, that would be kind of cool. So I think it would be like separate from the main website. I think it's probably something that you know, you have to sign into or something to that effect. I take it.
Yeah, that's a firm. Yeah, it'll be something different, something off to the side. So you'll have like your own access to your own stuff, and like, you know, everybody else will have access to just their own page. And then like when leadership needs to grab something, or like I need a training file or something like that, I can access it through that site.
Yeah, and I think that, like I said, cuts down on the paperwork there, and you know, it's not as if somebody's got to, you know, scan something and send it across by email and those types of things. You know, it's all right there, and that's nice and deep there for you to gain access, or the person that, you know, themselves. So I like the idea. I like the concept.
Yeah, it'll kind of organize things, and I definitely don't need more paper, loose paper on the house, so it'd be good to just have it somewhere on in a cloud, and we can just access it and, you know, have it there on the spot. It has an app, so you can, you know, it's mobile or something that can go with us, and it even has, like, for volunteer hours, it has an hour tracker, so you can, well, like if you're working a scenario, or you're working a disaster scene, or you're working something, it'll let you clock in and then clock out, and it'll keep track of those hours and submit the hours, and that way, later on, when we're keeping track of our hours, it makes things easier to collect all the hours instead of having to, hey, what did you do? Hey, you know, don't forget to submit your hours. It'll automatically do it.
Morning.
Roger that. That's good. I think that's pretty neat. I think, if I'm not mistaken, from what I hear on the Wayne County desk, they keep track of their hours. I think that's what we do on this end as well.
Yeah, we're trying to do it as best as possible. I didn't really mention it to the guys, which eventually I'm going to start talking about hour times and, you know, keep track of hours. But to the best of our ability, we try to keep as much tracking as possible in the leadership side of it. So in that way, then we keep activity, you know, keep the OXCOM website updated and shows that we're active.
Oh, okay, that answers the question. I appreciate that. Yeah, I keep hearing that on their, you know, on their nets, and I think they talked about it either the last net or a couple nets before, and I'm keeping track of ours is like how, you know, I'm not keeping track of mine or anything. I didn't know whether it was involved more in the leadership or the activities or that kind of thing. So I'm glad to hear that, you know, again, that'll be something else for record keeping purposes that'll be, they'll be able to be used.
Yeah, it will. It will. And as far as hours, yeah, you're more than welcome to keep track. You know, keep track of your hours. And actually, I would ask if you can. That'd be great because on the leadership side, like I said, we try to keep everybody's hours written down, and that way it then just goes towards the pile of it, for everybody else. So we'll start talking about it here more. I just wanted to get things going and then start talking about volunteer hours. So if you work, do a net that works as far as hours. If you, if you do something for, ARPSC, anything that you do for ARPSC, mark it down as time.
Okay, we'll definitely. I mean, it's a good time. I mean, we're starting the second half of the year, and hey, why not? I'll see what I can do here on this end, and at least on my part, and let's instruct it further or whatever. We'll definitely try to keep that up there. But I appreciate the answer on that inquiry.
Yeah, not a problem. Hey, that scenario I asked you to work a little bit earlier on this year for you to work on, how's that coming?
I was working on it, and I know we had those nets. I wasn't sure. We had a couple of Skywarn nets right about that time, and then the training. So I wasn't sure whether that was still needed or not. But I mean, I still have it available. I still. It's just a matter of picking it back up. I'm probably about 50-60% done with it.
Okay. Yeah, I know you're busy. I know you had some things going there for Melissa and me, so no rush on that. We do still intend on using it because I know some of the guys want to do a tabletop drill and exercise just to kind of see on that side of it and how it's done and kind of have an understanding of Skywarn a little bit better. And I'm hoping to include that here next Skywarn season and kind of have to invite the non-hams as well as the hams to a tabletop, so that way then they can have some type of understanding of this is what needs to be reported on and this is good.
WCB. Okay, that sounds good. Like I say, we had those two the actual Skywarn incidents there when the weather was bad there earlier, and then we had the training, and I thought, well, maybe, lay it aside for now, and maybe that served the purpose. But, this could be a good week for it. Picking it back up and working on it again. So we'll definitely have to we'll have to move forward on that for you.
Okay, I appreciate that, Dan. That'll help out. Like I said, I want to try to get that going. We've got on the Discord end of it. We're working, Micah. He's headed it up, but he's working on doing non-ham reports. So if you're non-ham, you can sign into Discord and do a report from the Discord end of it. So we're trying to get a little bit more as far as the non-hams and including them, and in hopes that maybe interest them in ham radio.
Absolutely. I think it's a good thing. Any reports we can get, and of course, it can be relayed onto the National Weather Service or whatever the circumstances warrant there. But yeah, you know, it's again, it's a good funnel into potential radio and emergency communications, but especially towards the ham radio end, and that's the goal. And I think so it serves a dual purpose there.
Yeah, for sure. There's some things that are coming down the pipeline. I'll have to talk to you about it off the radio, but they're coming down the pipeline that'll it'll include a lot more of the non-hams in it, as well as improving the ham radio aspect of it, and a lot of it's just to get people interested in ham radio, but also include people. It's not, you're taking this Skywarden class, and you can use your Skywarden class in this aspect of it. And then also, the RPSC aspect of it. So lots coming down the pipeline, but I'll share a lot of that off the radio.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Back in the day, and I'm going back, really dating myself, but 50 years ago, I know that we did Skywarn back with Royal React, and Citizens Band Radio, but I wasn't aware of anything ham radio related back in the day, but we did that kind of thing and gave those reports, call it in or to base station or whatever back in the day, and go that way. So again, it's one of those things where anybody could be involved. I think it's kind of evolved to primarily ham radio, but certainly others can be spotters out there as well.
It's just getting people plugged in and trying to foster, volunteer service. A lot of people that don't want to volunteer anymore, or they can't volunteer or whatever. And, certain aspects. So I'm trying to foster the want for volunteer service and volunteering. Give them some type of technology and give them a toy to play with.
Roger that. Yeah, NAWC. Like I say, you're one of the interest people in ham radio, and it's a good introduction to it. And again, it serves a dual purpose because again, you sure can't replace the people on the ground that are seeing it, and they can give the actual information, pass it along to the weather service. But they, it takes time. A lot of, there's training. There's a time element. Like you were saying, some people just don't have the desire anymore, or they just don't have the time. Other priorities going, family issues, working, or whatever. And got to work with it the best we can.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and grab a bite to eat, but appreciate you and your time, and hopefully you guys have a good evening.
Yep, definitely can tell you you're home. Definitely hear some kiddos in the background there, but hey, you made it through the weekend, and like I say, I hope Stella has a good appointment tomorrow, and you enjoy your day off, and it's going to be a beautiful day out there. But good talking with you, good conversation there. Thanks for the ride along. But anyway, relax, and I hope we can cool off a little bit. Tell everyone hello, and wish you 73s and 88 to you and the family. And we'll talk again soon. Have a great day off tomorrow. NAWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s? and 88 Sumo, KAYN Euclid.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.